And good evening as we turn our attention to a quick turnaround for the Ravens. Sunday night against the Patriots, and now you blink, it'll be Thursday night at home against the Cleveland Browns. The good news for the Ravens, Cleveland 0 for a Harbaugh, 8-0. The Ravens have been against Cleveland since John Harbaugh arrived as this team's head coach. He'll try to make it 9 in a row in prime time Thursday night against the Browns. And at halftime of Thursday night's game, a very special celebration as the Ravens welcome the newest member of their Ring of Honor, and we welcome him to tonight's Ravens one-on-one show, and that is number 31, Jamal Lewis. Jamal, great to visit with you tonight.
Thanks a lot, Jerry. Thanks a lot.
What a huge night you have waiting for you at halftime Thursday night. I think all players who make it in this league, once you've made it, the next goal is to make it to the second contract. And once you've made it to the second contract, somewhere along there you want to get to the Super Bowl. And if you do that, then you start thinking of things like Ring of Honors. At what point in your Ravens career did it dawn on you that this is going to be something special, what you've done for this franchise for a long, long time?
I think after the 2,000-yard season and you start adding up the Super Bowl season and just the way we ran the ball and just really how we played as an offense and we stuck together. I think the running game was pretty much the strength of the offense part of the time while I was here. So, as the numbers add up and 1,000-yard seasons add up and you just start thinking, what else can I accomplish? And, it's a team sport and everything else, but eventually you start thinking about those, those personal goals and, being in the Ring of Honor and recognized by the organization for your accomplishments, it's a good honor, great honor.
Going back and looking at your career achievements, it struck me, what we all know, but by the time it happened, you were already such a big part of this franchise, your rookie season, you win a Super Bowl ring. And by the time that game came along, you were such an important part of this offense. It felt like you'd been here for 5 years. Did it feel that way to you?
Oh, yeah, it felt that way. It was like, just coming into this organization and being a rookie, getting injured in a scrimmage game. It's a rough start, and actually a rough start to our season we had earlier in the season. And the way it finished off, it was like game after game after game. And kind of lucky I got injured in the preseason.
Saved you a little bit of gas.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was able to keep going through the playoffs. And like you said, by the time we get to the Super Bowl, it's like, wow, I've just been here 20-something games, And it was just a great thing. And I thought it was like that every year, but turns out it's a very hard task.
It's a very hard task. And I imagine you treasure it even now more than you did a year or two removed from your first Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. It was just a hard run, and but the way we played together as a team here, a lot of older veterans that we had on our team, it's just great leadership, and that's what kind of groomed me and brought me along in this game.
And you have a perspective because you alluded to the fact that Super Bowl season, the offense had a 5-week span in which you did not score a touchdown. Money Matt Stover kept the points going on the board. Almost unthinkable, but the defense was so good that year, and then the running game became so dominant, it eventually clicked, and then the run continued. In preparing for this week's Cleveland game, I looked at the numbers, and I looked again and again and again, because they are diametrically opposed to what you were used to as a player. The offense is ranked 4th in the NFL. The defense is ranked 27th. This is the Ravens.
Yeah.
Completely different look, a completely different league. It's no longer a running backs league, is it?
No, it's not. It's not a running backs league anymore. It's a quarterback receiver league, pitch and catch. And, it's all about scoring the big points and the big plays or whatever. But at the same time, you still need that running back. You still need him to get those tough yards and control the clock and things of that nature. So the nature of the game has changed for the running back perspective. But, these guys, the defense, they've been so strong for so many years. It's hard to stay on the top. It's hard to stay at top all the time. But, I think they'll fight back, getting Suggs back, eventually. This defense, it'll circle around and be all right.
Talking with Jamal Lewis tonight on Ravens One-on-One, we invite you to join us on the show, and you can do that at 1-800-767-1098. As you look back at your playing career, when you arrived here, Ray Lewis was going into his 4th season. As you come back in the building for tonight's show, Ray Lewis is still playing. Does that just blow your mind?
It does. Just coming up here, a few trips I've made up here to Baltimore, from Atlanta, it's like I'm going in, to the Ring of Honor and everything, and you just look back, the same guy that – welcomed me into this locker room and welcomed me, you know, I can still remember the day going to the locker room and Ray saying, hey, you know, you should come hang out with the fellas sometime and, you know, let's talk and, you know, like to get to know you and this, that, and the other, you know. And he, at that day forward, he put me on his wing and it went from there, you know. So really, like I said, getting on the plane, it's like, wow, I'm going into the Ring of Honor. And the same guy that helped groom me into this league and become the player that I was, he's still going.
It is an amazing thing, and he's changed his body. He's thinner. He's lighter. He's trying to be able to cover more ground at 37 years old. And I've talked to Ray about retirement. He says he'll know when it's right, but it's not something he wants to think about. When did retirement become not just the reality for you, but the awareness for you that your time in the league was up?
When you get a little bit slower, that hole that was there, you know, that you saw years back, you know, that you could hit it before it closed. You know, that's when you kind of know, hey, look, you know, maybe it's time, you know, and these guys are getting faster and bigger and stronger, you know, and it's just a different league. You know, those hits, they get a little different when you got a 21-year-old, 22-year-old stud that's been through all this training and stuff like that, you know, taking licks at you. It gets tough, but somebody like Ray, man, it's like, you know, you have to be smarter. And that's what I did later on in my career, was just got smarter with how I treated my body and how I trained and stuff like that. So, you know, you'll know when you can't take that extra step, you know. That's and usually it's the off season that really burnt me out more than anything else. When I figured out I couldn't do it in the off season anymore, that's when I knew it was time to give it up.
Was it that you couldn't do it anymore, or that you just didn't want to do it anymore? Because the price you pay is staggering.
Yeah, you just really don't want to do it anymore. You know, taking your body through all those transitions and training and getting ready for a 16-week season, hopefully a 20-week season, right, that you want. You know, just preparing for that and getting ready for that every off season, it gets tough. And one of the guys that brought that to my attention early on in my career was Shannon Sharp, you know, and he said it best. You know, it's not the games, it's not the practice, it's the training in the off season that wears you down.